to this, our Sunday message for Sunday, the 21st of July, 2025. Our Bible reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, reading verses 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Heavenly Father, yet again, we thank you for your precious word. We pray that it will find access to our hearts as we listen, as we submit to your word with fear and trembling, knowing that your word contains life, and not only life, but life abundantly. We pray that because of this message, you, Holy Spirit, will enable us to tap into that life abundant, that we might be blessed to be a blessing. We ask this in the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen. The title of this message is Unshrunk Cloth. Unshrunk Cloth. Most Christians are very well aware of the second verse of those two about new wine being put into old wineskins. It's well known, the message being obvious, that before we can receive new information, new life, we have to in ourselves change. That has been a problem in the church. Very often people try to adopt new ways, but they hold on to the old and it doesn't really work. However, very often we read that scripture, but we have jumped over the one about the unshrunk cloth. And I can understand it, because new wine speaks of fresh beginnings, new things, excitement, etc. Whereas the first part, the unshrunk cloth, speaks about an old garment, and I suppose that's less attractive. But you must remember that every single scripture is put in the Bible by the Holy Spirit for a particular purpose. And I'd like to focus on this first half of these two scriptures that are so often put together. I believe they are put together for a reason, and that reason is something to do with process. Because, you see, it's all very well to speak about new wine and new wineskins, and that's a good thing, and something to be understood, embraced, and adopted. But before that can happen, something else has got to happen, and that is this business of fitting a new patch over an old cloth. I remember one occasion when I was invited to speak at a church here in South Africa. I was living in Zimbabwe at the time. I set off on this trip, but before I did, I bought some new trousers. And these trousers, I had them fitted, and in my case, they had to be shortened a few centimeters. Anyway, I got onto the plane, having washed my clothing, obviously, beforehand, only to discover on the plane that the trousers had shrunk. And I spent a very uncomfortable weekend trying to keep my ankles from being exposed. Now, what had happened is, obviously, the manufacturers of those particular garments in Zimbabwe had failed to shrink the material. And once it had been washed, having already adjusted them, they shrunk. So, you see, when I come across the scripture, I have a bit of personal experience. Now, putting a patch on an old garment seems far removed from putting new wine into new wineskins. There is a connection, but first we need to understand this shrunk cloth business. The understanding is clear. In a hurry, we cover something up, we mend a tear, but we forget to make the necessary adjustment. The new cloth, although it is brand new and strong and will cover the patch quite comfortably, there's something missing. And that something is the fact that it hasn't yet adjusted sufficiently to be of use. Now just think of that. This whole understanding that before something can be of use, it has to be adjusted, especially if it's new. It reminds me of that scripture of David in the Old Testament, when he goes to bring food to his brothers who are fighting a war, supposedly, and discovers this big giant, Goliath. We all know the story. Anyway, being young, and one would say foolish, but not really, he tells the king, I'll take this giant on. The king is impressed, And I think also, to a large extent, embarrassed, because obviously taking on the giant, the Goliath, is the job of the king. And it appears that he was too scared to do it himself. So he did the best he could. He threw money at it, so to speak. He took his armor and gave it to David. Now David puts this armor on, and what happens? He realizes that the new armor doesn't fit him well. Even though it's the best armor the nation could afford, because he wasn't accustomed to it, rather than being a blessing, it would have been a hindrance. So you see, you and I, in our lives, we come across situations where something new comes into contact with something old. This principle has application in many, many areas. I'll explain a few right now. For a start, you and I might, in our ministry as children of God, come across a new revelation. Something from the Word might come our way through other teachings or some book or other, and that's wonderful. We have, as it were, something new, something fresh, something that ignites our spirit. Now, the biggest mistake we can actually make is to take that new cloth, as it were, and try and attach it, to our lives and to other people without first doing something. What is that something that we have to do? We need to process it. It's so important, that new revelation, before we start to blab about it, it gets processed in our own lives. Well, you see, the reason being is that we might very well have had that revelation and been ignited by it, be excited about it, but we have to realize that those around us might not necessarily have the same attitude. Why? Well, obviously, in a sense, they are an old coat, in a way. Before we can apply that new revelation to others, we have to apply it to our own lives. I've discovered this with every truth that comes our way. It takes a bit of acclimatization, if I can call it that. It might sound wonderful in somebody else's life, but before we can actually put it into practice, before we can share it with others, it's important to allow that revelation to work its way through in our own lives. So often, damage is caused by people teaching things of which they don't really have an understanding. It hasn't been shrunk, as it were. Now, we're not talking about diminishing something. Please understand that. Shrinking a cloth, although it's making it smaller, is not taking away from its newness. What it is adjusting it to fit the situation. Somebody who comes into a new work situation, maybe fresh from university, with wonderful new ideas and cutting-edge information, might very well be a problem trying to apply all of that new information too soon, before he understands how the company works, how the systems work. Can you see? He's got the new cloth. There might very well be a tear in the old coat. But before that new piece of cloth can be effective, it has to shrink. It has to shrink. And very often you and I, when we come across people that perhaps haven't moved along this path with the Lord as long as we have, if we want to reach them, very often, in fact, practically all the time, what we have to learn to do is to shrink. Now, please, once again, we're not talking about being diminished. We're talking about being adjusted to the people and the situation. Christ was very good at this. Remember, he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, walking on this earth. And yet, remember the woman by the well? There he is. She comes onto the scene, totally intimidated. He has eternal life to give her. He is the Messiah that her and her community have been waiting for centuries. He is the answer to every single one of her problems. He is filled with all wisdom and knowledge from on high. But here she comes, a simple woman living a destroyed life. And what does he do? Give me something to drink. Can you see that? Give me something to drink. What is he doing? He's taking, as it were, the new cloth, which is himself, and he's shrinking it right down to the size where it meets the need of this woman, the need to be of value. And as we know, from that, the great resources that he has, his messiahship, the living water that he speaks of, is able to flow not only into her, but into the whole community. We have to learn this, brothers and sisters in Christ. And I've taken quite a long time to learn it. I must be honest, and I don't think I've really grasped it fully yet, by any means. On one occasion, a lady paid us a visit, and we chatted to her for a while. And afterwards, a mutual friend said that she felt that I was like a schoolmaster speaking to a schoolgirl. And she was right. In my defense, I had been given the impression that this woman was more spiritually developed than was the fact. But all the same, what was the big mistake I made? I was too anxious to try and impose my knowledge on her. The new cloth, as it were, didn't shrink by any means. I expected the coat to be receptive to the new cloth without question. And what does the bird say? Well, it causes a tear. It makes the tear even worse. It makes the tear even worse. So often we barge into situations. We know the truth. We've probably come from a very encouraging service where we've been exhorted and pumped up full of glory, etc., etc., and we barge in to our workplace, expecting everybody to be on the same high. And what do? We make that tear worse. We get put into a category of unhinged, irrelevant, fanatic. Despite the fact that we actually have something of great, great value to share with people. You and I, when we approach situations where we encounter issues that we have the answer to, perhaps, we have the answer to, we are well equipped to resolve the problem. We know more than enough. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And so we barge into the situation and we do what we can, trying to help. We want to be the new wine poured into new wineskins. But we are overlooking this first fundamental step. Shrink the cloth. Now please, that doesn't mean, once again, that we undermine the cloth. The quality of the cloth remains the same. We're not talking about compromise. There's a subtle difference. Compromise is where we reduce our standards to become more acceptable. We are not talking about that. That is the counterfeit of godly shrinking of the cloth, so to speak. Compromise is when we say, okay, let's just behave like all of the rest so we can reach them. No, you won't reach them. We won't reach them. In fact, in their hearts of hearts, they will ridicule us. Because why? We're not living testimonies of what we profess. That's the one end of the scale. What is the other end of the scale? We insist that they rise up to our standards immediately. We take the new cloth, as it were, and we put it over the tear. And we expect the tear to be healed. But what happens? The unshrunk cloth shrinks down, and what does it do? It tears it even worse. It tears it even worse. We chase people away. When I first got saved, my family thought I was crazed. And in a way I was. But you understand, It makes it very difficult for people to receive what we have if we come in from a high. Now, that doesn't mean we mustn't remain high. I have to stress this point, because what can happen so easily is the excitement that we have can be dulled. And we're not talking about that. I would encourage us to maintain our excitement with the things of God and burn brighter and brighter by the day. However, that brightness must burn within. And yes, we are obliged to share. And we must share. We must reach the lost. But we must do it in a way that reaches the lost, doesn't chase them away. And that's this principle of the unshrunk cloth. We talk about things like suffering and consoling people who are in distress. The big mistake we make as children of God is when we come into a situation like that and we say, oh, well, you know what, I went through that myself. And we assume, because we have gone through the same situation, be it the loss of a loved one or a serious disease, we assume that because we've gone through that, the fact that we've gone through that will now help them. Please understand, in the Word of God it says that no one will understand what someone else is going through. Don't even try. The fact that you and I might have gone through deep waters will inevitably give us empathy. But you see, when we start to blab about our experience, what are we doing? We're taking our cloth and we're putting it on the wound. We're not helping them. We're actually making it worse, putting an extra burden on them, because now they've got to say, oh, well, shame, poor you. It's not the time for that. This teaching has application in many respects, new work situations, relationships. When you and I meet new people, before we start, as it were, expecting the world from them on a relationship level, before we do that, shrink the cloth. Adjust. Find out where that person actually is. So often we've bumbled into relationships, discovered something about somebody, and in a sense overreacted, and what happens? We make the tear worse. And that relationship is broken. Be patient with relationships. There is a process of adjustment. To relate properly to somebody, we have to have some idea of their world, their perceptions. And our perceptions might be completely different. What do we have to do? Adjust our perceptions. Shrink the cloth. Start to see things from that person's perspective. Once we are able to do that, then that relationship can begin to take root. There can become a connection. A connection that, as it adjusts, won't tear. So often people get married, don't understand. There's a process of adjustment that has to take place. The cloth on both sides has to shrink. Does that mean that people have to change their essential character? No, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't mean being undermined and being conformed to the other's image. Not at all. Our function is to be conformed to his image. But you see, in the process, there has to be an adjustment, understanding, entering in. A harmonization process. It won't happen if you and I brazenly stick to our old ways. The new cloth refuses to adjust. I've done it this way since I was born. As a teenager, I threw my clothes on the ground and somebody else picked them up. When I was an adult man, I threw my clothes on the ground, somebody else picked them up. And now that I'm married, I'll throw my clothes on the ground and hopefully somebody else will pick them up. No, we need to adjust. We need to adjust in life. Meeting new situations, coming into a new community. If you and I have immigrated from one country to another, we can't expect to hold to our old customs and expect everybody else to follow our particular way of life. No, doesn't mean we have to throw away our old traditional customs, but we have to adapt our lives into the new situation. Many people have left this country, gone to another country, and been unable to assimilate. Why? Refuse to shrink the cloth. Refuse to shrink the cloth. We have a braai where we come from. No, you don't. We have a barbecue. Well, what's it going to be? Cook meat on the fire. Who cares? We understand. We need to learn not to conform, but to adjust. There's a subtle difference. God never expects us to compromise our standards, His standards in us, the eternal standards of God. Never. However, those standards need to be internalized. And before we can encourage others to move in the same direction, we have to connect. We have to connect. We have to, as it were, shrink our cloth. I trust that this understanding will reach us and that you and I will all be able to grow in it and become better and better at it. May we be people who, when we come across a tear, are able to heal and not to make the tear worse. In the wonderful name of Yeshua. Amen.